يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
Allah said, O you who believe, say not to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ra'ina, but say Unzurna, that is, make us understand and hear. And for the disbelievers there is a painful torment. Neither those who disbelieve among the people of the scripture, that is, Jews and Christians, nor al-Mushrikeen, that is, the idolaters, like that there should be sent down unto you any good from your Lord. But Allah chooses for His mercy whom He wills. And Allah is the owner of great bounty. Chapter 2, verses 104 and 105, Al-Quran. The next topic is manners in speech. Allah forbade His believing servants from imitating the behavior and deeds of the disbelievers. The Jews used to use devious words that hide what they really meant. May Allah's curse be upon them. When they wanted to say, hear us, they would use the word Ra'ina, which is an insult in Hebrew, but means hear us in Arabic. Allah said, among those who are Jews, there are some who displace words from their right places and say, we hear your word, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and disobey. And hear and let you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hear nothing. And Ra'ina, which is a twist of their tongues and as a mockery of the religion Islam. And if only they had said, we hear and obey, and do make us understand, it would have been better for them and more proper. But Allah cursed them for their disbelief, so they believe not except a few. Chapter 4, verse 46, Al-Quran. Also, the hadith stated that when they would greet Muslims, they would say, Assalamu alaikum, meaning death be unto you. This is why we were commanded to answer them by saying, Wa alaikum, meaning and to you too, then our supplication against them shall be answered rather than theirs against us. Allah forbade the believers from imitating the disbelievers in tongue or deed. Allah said, O you who believe, say not to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ra'ina, but say, Unzurna, make us understand and hear. And for the disbelievers there is a painful torment. Chapter 2, verse 104, Al-Quran. Also, Imam Ahmad narrated that Ibn Umar said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was sent with the sword just before the last hour, so that Allah is worshipped alone without partners. My sustenance was provided for me from under the shadow of my sphere. Those who opposed my command were humiliated and made inferior, and whoever initiates a people, he is one of them. Abu Dawood narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever imitates a people is one of them. These hadith indicate, along with their threats and warnings, that we are not allowed to imitate the disbelievers in their statements, deeds, clothes, feasts, acts of worship, etc. Whatever actions of the disbelievers that were not legislated for us. Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas commented on the ayah, say not to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ra'ina. They used to say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ar'ina, samak, which is an insult. Ibn Abu Hatim said that it was reported that Abu al-Aliya, Abu Malik, Ar-Rabi bin Anas, Atiyya al-Awfi, and Qatada said similarly. Further, Mujahid said, do not say Ra'ina, means do not dispute. Mujahid said in another narration, do not say, We hear from you and you hear from us. Also, Atha said, do not say Ra'ina, which is a dialect that the Ansar used and which was forbidden from use by Allah. Also, As-Siddi said, Rifa' bin Zayd, a Jewish man from the tribe of Qaynuqa, used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say to him, Hear, ghair musma'in, let you hear nothing. The Muslims used to think that the Prophets are greeted and honored with this type of speech. This is why some of them used to say, Hear, let you hear nothing, and so on, as mentioned in Surat An-Nisa. Thereafter, Allah forbade the believers from uttering the word Ra'ina. Abdurrahman bin Zayd bin Aslam also said similarly. The next topic is the extreme enmity that the disbelievers and the people of the book have against Muslims. Allah said next, that is in chapter 2, verse 105, Neither those who disbelieve among the people of the scripture, that is Jews and Christians, nor al-mushrikeen, that is the idolaters, like that there should be sent down unto you any good from your Lord. Allah described the deep enmity that the disbelieving polytheist and people of the scripture, whom Allah warned against imitating, have against the believers, so that Muslims should sever all friendship with them. Also, Allah mentioned what He granted the believers of the perfect law that He legislated for their Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said, But Allah chooses for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. Chapter 2, verse 105, Al-Quran.